Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today our subject is senior engineers. What are they? The subject of seniority within engineering departments is always a bit strange, because I find that pretty much every single company I work with has a slight different take on what a senior engineer actually is. And my pet peeve is that too many of us focus solely on the technical aspect of seniority. And that is to say that a senior engineer is expected to have a far greater mastery in the tools and the different components of the tech stack that they are using, and not a lot else. So you see people who are called and treated as senior engineers in a company, and that seniority essentially boils down to the fact that they might have less bugs or might be able to develop features faster, but that's about it. I do not like this kind of definition for seniority, which is quite common in many companies around the industry, because these people, as capable as they might be when it comes to rote execution of a task, they do not allow the organization to take on more complex tasks because they still operate as individuals. And due to that, they are not as effective of a force multiplier as I would like them to be. So, what is a senior engineer? First of all, there's, of course, this aspect of technical seniority. It would be a bit weird to have someone regarded as a senior even though they do not have a technical mastery that allows them to do the work better. And still, for me, seniority also encompasses a bunch of soft skills necessary in order to have that person be a force multiplier in their team. That means you have to look at an array of different skills, including, for example, product mastery, which I've talked about. A senior person in the team has to understand the product intimately, know exactly why you're doing stuff, how you're doing stuff, how the product is used by your customers. They need to be able to mentor and coach the people in the team. So, for example, if they are really, really good at technical tasks, that's nice. But what I would really like to see is how these people help others in the team become better performing these technical tasks. So, for example, when they go over pull requests and do code reviews, do they merely point out the bugs, or are they able to make those people they work with better so those people in turn have less bugs in the future? That's the kind of mentoring I would like to see a senior engineer doing. Next, how innovative are they? Do they regularly challenge the status quo so that they push the organization forward? You do not want yes men or yes people to constantly agree and just move on and take orders. You want people who will let you know when you're doing things wrong, who will come up with their own new ideas and approaches of doing things. Yes, that requires more effort as a manager, but that's the only way to create a really good organization. They need to be innovative and they need to speak up. Also, they need, of course, to be great at communicating. I've been talking about communication with my clients all the time and quite a lot more in the past few months when we have all moved to work more remotely. That is because we have less streams of information now that we do not see each other regularly, and we have to communicate more using emails and messages and so forth. And that is where people who communicate clearly, especially in a written form, are doing superbly well. And that's another aspect of seniority for me. And one last aspect you should be looking for in your senior engineers is their ability to self-manage and manage others. And I'm not saying that every senior engineer is a manager. I am talking about the ability to take a responsibility on themselves and be in charge and responsible for it end to end. At least it needs to start with them being able to self-manage. A senior engineer should be a person to whom you can delegate a task without having to constantly fret over it. That is the first way in which they allow the organization to push out even more features and ongoing projects because they can do something and be in charge of it. And as their seniority progresses, you might have a career ladder with different levels for this, but as they become even more senior, they need to take on even bigger responsibilities so they can be a feature lead and, for example, discuss with product and the stakeholders as they are in charge of pushing a feature forward. These are the people who can set the right priorities for themselves and the team they're working with. They know when to ask for help and when to raise their hand and say that there's an issue. They can be trusted to communicate if something goes awry. And this definition, as opposed to the original definition, which is solely about technical mastery, means that these people are not just technologists, but they are professionals. They understand the product and can help take on more work in a reliable manner as your team keeps growing and growing. Thank you for joining me. That's my take on senior engineers. If you have any different opinions, be sure to let me know. My email, as always, is in the show notes. If you haven't yet, let me suggest that you subscribe to my Change Catalyst newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, and I've got a bunch of very exciting news coming out soon, so make sure to subscribe. Thank you for joining me, and talk soon.